listeners, before we get to this episode of Problem Solvers, here is a word from our sponsor.
What do companies like Ring, Hint, and Tecovas all have in common? They all use NetSuite to accelerate their growth. Because here's the thing. Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. And NetSuite by Oracle is that tool. It's the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies, and it's the last system you'll ever need. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business, finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. It doesn't matter if you're doing a million, 10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. So, to schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, go to netsuite.com/problem solvers. That's netsuite.com/problem solvers. Again, one more time, netsuite.com/problem solvers. NetSuite, business grows here.
And now, on with the show.
From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
Entrepreneurs identify unmet needs, and then they meet them. That's about as basic an explanation of business as you can get, right? But of course, in reality, meeting unmet needs is quite complicated. First, you have to identify an unmet need. Then you have to genuinely know that it's unmet. You have to have a solution to meet it and then convince everyone that, hey, I know you've got this problem and maybe you haven't even thought that there's a solution to it, but look, I have it. I have the solution. This is hard. There are actually quite a lot of ways that this can go wrong. Like for starters, what if you just get it wrong? What if you've identified the right problem, but not the right solution? That is the situation that Roni Frank discovered herself in.
I'm Roni Frank. I'm co-founder and head of clinical services at Talkspace.
Roni had developed an unmet need, and that need was affordable and convenient access to therapists. Not enough people had that. So she developed a solution she was sure people would want. Her company, Talkspace, offered one-on-one video sessions with therapists. That was the solution. People couldn't access therapists, and here was a way to talk to therapists over video. So they built the technology, launched the company, and...
Someone told me, you know, what to expect, which is basically nothing. So we're launching the site and nothing happened. But it makes sense that nothing happened on the first day. But then also, nothing really happened on the first week, or the first month, or the first few months.
And now it's time to start getting really worried. They tried different pricing plans, different tiers, different user experiences. Nothing worked.
And after 9 months, it was obvious that the product failed. It was a huge disappointment, to say the least. It was a very, very difficult and stressful situation. And we were not sure even what we should do.
But buried deep underneath this failure, in a way that at first didn't even make sense, Roni and her team discovered an insight that would change everything. Because here's the other thing about meeting an unmet need. Sometimes you really do have the unmet need right, and all that needs changing is the way that you meet it. So on this episode of Problem Solvers, we are going to hear the tale from Roni. How did Talkspace go from this total failure with a product that nobody wanted to one that today has been used by more than 1 million people and has a network of more than 5,000 licensed therapists on it? The answer is that they ditched their original assumptions about what people wanted and started really listening to the people whose needs they were trying to meet. It's all coming up after the break. What if you could spend less time juggling emails and meetings and status updates and more time doing the work that matters most to your team? You know, like pushing boundaries and solving problems and making something real. Whether you're planning your next marketing campaign, launching new products, or onboarding new vendors, Asana reduces the busy work that wastes time. Asana is a web and mobile application designed to help teams organize, track, and manage their work. And that means Asana gives teams clarity so they understand their plans and goals and how they will achieve them together. And as anyone who's managed a team knows, a team that has true visibility into the plan is a team that is far more excited to go and execute that plan. From small companies to global enterprises, more than a million teams across 195 countries use Asana to plan, organize, and execute their work. Learn more and try Asana for free. Visit asana.com, that is ASANA.com, to get started.
And now, our next sponsor.
Here's a problem familiar to any HR or learning and development professional. Teaching your team a new process or skill or basically anything new can be hard. Newness can sound daunting, and employees often just don't enjoy the learning tool they're supposed to use. But you know what? The learning and development pros at 78 of the Fortune 100 companies have a solution that they love. It is LinkedIn Learning. LinkedIn Learning teaches skills that people can use right away, and it knows exactly what employees need based on insights only available from the LinkedIn community. It uses these insights to understand which skills are most in demand and publishes 60 new courses a week. Then LinkedIn Learning makes personalized recommendations for every employee. For example, I just went to LinkedIn Learning to see what it would recommend me, and the results were fascinating. Courses on social media and brand and marketing integration and SEO. What is in there for you? Start improving yourself and your team today. Visit linkedinlearning.com/problem to sign up for a demo today. Again, that's linkedinlearning.com/problem. All right, we're back. So to understand how Roni got it wrong, let's understand where she was coming from in the first place. Because for most of her career, the therapy industry was just not on her radar. But then things changed in a very personal way.
My journey to the mental health world started in my personal life when my husband, Oren, and I experienced a crisis in our relationship. Our marriage was falling apart, and we decided to give it one last chance in couples therapy, which saved our relationship.
They were in couples therapy for about a year and learned how to communicate better and listen to each other, and the experience was just transformational. And as this was happening, Roni was also starting to think about other aspects of her life that needed fixing, like her career. She was a software developer at a global telecommunications company, but she didn't love her job. She wanted to do something she was passionate about, and now she thought she might have found it. It was therapy. She was so impressed with therapy that she wanted to get to understand it better. So she left her job to just start over.
At the age of 31, already a mom with my first child, my first daughter, I started a master's degree in New York in psychotherapy and psychoanalysis. And then while studying, and I'm talking about 2 years into my master, I realized that the mental health system in America is completely broken.
Most people in America do not have access to mental health care. She and her husband started doing research into why and found a few reasons. One, it's very expensive. Individual sessions can run hundreds of dollars, which most people can't afford. There's also a simple accessibility issue. If people live in remote areas or have disabilities, they just may not be able to get to a therapist's office. And even if they can, they may not be able to get an appointment for weeks, which isn't helpful if you're really in need. So this is the unmet need that Roni and Oren saw, and they wanted to do something about it. So Roni left school and Oren left his job, and they started building Talkspace. Like I said earlier, it was going to be a video chat platform to connect patients with therapists.
Because video therapy kind of feels a little bit like traditional therapy, right? When you go to a private practice and you look into the therapist's eyes. So it kind of made sense to us. The intuition told us that people would prefer to communicate with a therapist via a video session. So when we launched Talkspace in 2012, the first service we offered was scheduled video therapy session.
They had raised a friends and family round, and everyone was so excited for this thing to debut.
I really remember this day. We were very excited. We were 100% sure that we launched the product and immediately everything will start to happen and people will be all over us, etc.
And you know what happened next? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing happened. Now, imagine being absolutely convinced that people want to video chat with their therapists, but then nobody actually does it. What would you do? Well, you'd think, something else must be wrong. Maybe it's the user experience. Maybe it's the therapists. I don't know. Whatever it is, it can't be the video offering, right? This is how we give ourselves blind spots. We're not willing to imagine that our basic premise is wrong. But eventually, Roni and Oren had to face facts. Something about their basic premise was wrong. They just didn't know what it was. And then something happened.
At the bottom of our homepage, there was a button that said customer support, which was meant for technical issues, right? All of a sudden, we started getting emails from our users sharing their personal problems and struggles with our customer support. And we couldn't understand why they were writing emails to customer support instead of scheduling a video session with a professional therapist.
To be clear, we're talking about the customer service department, as in, you know, the people who are there to handle billing problems or answer questions about how the service works or whatever. Normal customer service. But hundreds of people were now writing this team and sharing their problems. Why? Eventually, Roni and Oren figured out what was happening. People were totally misinterpreting the phrase customer service. They thought that it meant, well, support, like therapy. They were trying to write to a therapist. So now there was a natural next question to ask these people.
We started asking our users, our clients, why they're texting about it to customer support. Why they're not scheduling video sessions? We wanted to collect feedback and to understand what's going on.
The answer was they vastly prefer the idea of writing to a therapist. Video had all sorts of problems. You had to carve out specific times to do it. You could only do it when you were alone and so on. But writing a therapist can happen at any time. You could do it on the subway or in bed, or you could do it whenever you just feel like you really need it. And it's also super familiar. People are always texting their friends, so why not text your therapist too? Sometimes, especially for really difficult issues, it's also just easier to write this stuff out versus looking someone in the eyes and speaking to them. So Roni and the Talkspace team gather all this feedback and then sit and think, huh, maybe this is the answer to the problem. Maybe video was the wrong call and it's time to redevelop this thing with a focus on text-based messages.
We took a risk because we didn't know if it's going to work, but we kind of had, you know, based on the feedback and data, we had a feeling that that's the right direction.
But as they redesigned the service, they ran into a problem. A service like theirs connects clients with therapists, which means they need therapists to actually want to participate. And back then, there were plenty of therapists happy to connect by video, but it was much harder to get anyone to agree to this texting thing.
So in the beginning, there were resistance and they say that you cannot, it's not going to work. And you cannot do messaging. You cannot do therapy via messaging, texting. You have to have the body language, et cetera, et cetera.
But eventually, Talkspace found 6 therapists who were willing to try it out. And instead of asking these 6 therapists how they'd like to interact with customers, Talkspace asked the customers how they wanted to interact with the therapists. Then Talkspace built a system based off of that. They called it unlimited messaging. Basically, customers subscribe monthly and can send however many messages they'd like to their therapist. In turn, the therapist promises to respond 5 days a week and a few times a day. This new product launched in 2014, and the launch was very, very different from the video product launch.
Very quickly, people started to subscribe, and within a few months, we knew we were in the right direction. Like, we just felt it.
There was, of course, a lot more experimentation to do. They started the product at $25 a week, but then kept adding different tools and features and have ultimately raised the price to $65 a week. And as more people joined, more therapists got on board as well. Remember, at first, they could only find a handful of therapists to do this messaging thing. But as the therapists did it and liked it, they told their peers and their peers started joining as well. Now, I have to be honest. When I first heard the pricing, I was shocked. $65 a week is indeed quite affordable compared to the typical rates for in-person therapy, but do the math on this from the therapist's perspective. Roni didn't tell me exactly what the cut is between Talkspace and the therapist, but you know, it's fair to say that the therapists don't get all $65. And for this, they have to respond to someone by text like multiple times a day all week. I am no therapist, but you'd have to pay me way more money to be that responsive to someone. So I asked Roni about this, and she said it comes down to 2 different things. One, most of these therapists do this work on the side. Like, they have a private practice with an office or whatever, but then they'll also respond to Talkspace clients during their breaks in the day. And 2, it can scale. The therapists on Talkspace tend to have between 10 to 50 clients at any one time. That can add up to decent money. So that's where Talkspace is today. There are video options still available, but the vast majority of users text only. And like I said, the company has now served more than 1 million users. And when Roni looks back on the experience and how Talkspace discovered that it had the wrong solution to the right problem, She comes away with a lesson about business that is really as core and fundamental to business as meeting an unmet need.
If you want to deliver value for your customers, you have to listen to them. It's important to speak to your customers early and get their feedback to learn what's working for them and what's not working for them. They know better than you what they need. And if your customers are not engaged with your product, it means that you don't have a good product and you have to accept it. And it's very important for entrepreneurs, for founders to understand it.
It's funny. Talkspace is a company that's all about fostering communication. And all it needed to really do was embrace that mission itself.
And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feifer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.